Number 139. The Podiatrist and the Polygamist. James was a pontifical podiatrist who worked on High Street in Bristol, a polyglot area in England. He was a thoughtful man, one who often pondered the ways of life. He was taught to be poised at all times. As a young man, he was always eager to please. Some would even call him a poltroon. One day, all that changed, the day he met a polygamist. That day, the ponderous and pompous man came into his office to take shelter from the rain. After he tied up his pony, the porcine man took off his porcupine poncho, threw it on the porcelain basin, sat down, and began to talk about the upcoming election. He looked pooed and began to pontificate his polemics freely. James was busy with a client, poking her leg and popping her kneecap back into place. He couldn't help but pay attention to this ponderable man who was so unlike the populace he knew. They were polar opposites. In fact, their polarity really astounded him. Whereas he would never dare to talk to strangers as if a podium was there waiting for him, this man didn't seem to care about appearing polished and refined one bit. His pomposity was intriguing to James. So James asked him to have lunch with him. The man agreed. He told James that he was a pollster for the civil polity. He was quite happy with how the populist state was finally polarizing into different groups, but was upset that the national polls didn't have the same results. As an obvious polymath, he talked with poignancy about how he was a seed activist, someone who believed that the corporate world was preventing pollen and pollinates from creating new plants naturally. He picked up a pea pod from his plate and told James to look at its pores. He explained that the pod was too porous to be natural, and that if people were more politic, they wouldn't allow corporations to sell such poisonous food. The man explained that we are too concerned with owning things. If we made a pool of resources for people in our community to use, we wouldn't have to rely on large corporations to rule our world. James decided that from that day forward, he would be more polemical and poignant. Even though they didn't agree on everything, about polyandry, for example, they could learn from each other. He vowed to try to learn something from everyone he met in the future.